I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Bill Ford Tough Studio. Amazing win for the Knicks. One you won't forget if you were at the Garden or just watching on TV. And the Islanders blow a big lead, a three-goal lead, and give up 2 goals in 9 seconds and limp home down 0-2. Knicks are up 2-0.
I was going to say, I have a stat for you that I
you know, believe, I love these sports stats.
I know, and I believe it is true, but it really does echo what you have been talking about all morning when it came to the Islanders.
Yeah.
So not every shot gets to the net, but it is an attempted shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Towards the net.
Yeah.
So the Islanders ended up blocking like 36 shots last night. They gave up like 38 shots that actually got through to the net. The amount of attempted shots by the Hurricanes last night was 110. And the Islanders were 28.
Yeah, I mean, it was... This is why... They were hanging on for dear life.
I have never seen that before.
And they still almost got out of there. They almost got out of there with the victory, which was absolutely shocking.
They only gave up that one power play goal, but that one power play goal is what really set the tone for what was about to happen.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I felt like, because this has happened many times, I've got a paper bag filled with groceries that I'm carrying towards the door, hoping that I know it's too full. All I need to do is get it in the house, and then right before the door, I open the door, boom, it all falls out the bottom of the bag. That's what it felt like. Hey, you always given us stuff, right?
Yes.
So I actually get a chance to give you something.
Oh, right? Nice.
Yes. This is from the New York Mets.
Well, you're not really giving it to me then.
The Mets
are giving it to me.
No, hold on.
Like I want
Hold on, wait a second.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I made this happen.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So the Mets did it. But I made sure that you got one of these things. You
okay.
Understand what I'm saying?
What is it?
It is a box that is filled with
something
special.
Oh, nice.
Something new.
What is
new and special?
IYK.
If you know, you know.
Oh, I say, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know. All right.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
What it is.
IYK, YK. If you know, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm opening up mine as well. If you know, you know. So these are...
Oh, wow.
The new Mets city jerseys and hats.
Hey, look at this.
And
wow.
We got
We got niacin on the back of that one.
You know, listen, what am I supposed to do with this? I mean, give me the jersey. I love the fact that they put... Remember the Nets gave us jerseys with the name on our name on the back of them? Like what am I going to do with that?
Well,
I'm going to wear it to Jones Beach.
You know what you do is you hang it up on... You put it in your office.
Look at this.
You put it in your office, and then when the Mets are going to wear that, like, every Saturday... So, like, once we're in the summer and the Mets are rolling, yeah. They play really well in that jersey, you throw it on one day.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool.
I mean, when you see it up close, it really looks cool.
Yes.
Yeah, look at that. Let's go.
Oh, T-shirt, too.
Yeah, you got a T-shirt. You got a couple hats. Pretty good.
Look at that.
I really do like the hat. It's got the bridge on there and the whole thing. It's got the purple inside. I think they did a nice job here.
Yeah, I can't.
New York City.
I can't wear that hat. Inside, it's nice, but that it's a new era. Like
your head will not fit into that.
It's not going to fit my head.
Right. There's no way that's going to fit on you. But there you go. So there.
Well, thank you very much for making it happen.
Yes. You you are welcome. And, yeah, just keep it in your office. And when the Mets win, you know, a big game wearing those jerseys, you're going to be inspired to wear it. And there you go. And then, I don't know,
why they have the pink swoosh?
It has something to do with the pink has something to do with the color scheme, with the subway or something. I don't know. It's more like purple, isn't it? It's more like a purple.
I think that's the 7-line color.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah, I got to tell you, man, my name on the back looks pretty cool.
It does. See? Look at that. I knew you'd like it.
Yes. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks to the Mets. Thanks to the New York Mets. Came in a nice little box here, too. You know, it means they know what they're doing over there, finally. From a marketing standpoint, you know? I don't know. This is like the first time I ever got anything from the Mets.
I feel like we're getting something from the Red Bulls.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, usually the only thing I get from the Mets is a headache. And they sent this really nice thing over. It's great. Thank you. All right, let's go to Glenn in Montague, New Jersey. What's going on, Glenn? Glenn's not there, so we move on to a different Glenn who's in Orange County. What's going on, Glenn?
Good morning.
Hey.
Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, what's happening, Glenn?
Nothing good, Boomer. I'm a long-time Islander fan. It's 1975. I've watched a lot of good hockey over the years, but this it's just unbelievable. This team, I'd say other than your son-in-law and probably two other players, this team is gutless. I mean... And it starts from the top. I mean, Mr. Ledecky, he's got to take a look at his comatose general manager. I mean, this team is built for nothing. I mean, it started in the MetLife game. You just showed this team doesn't know how to win, and they're gutless. They look for ways to lose. They sit. How can you go for 33 minutes in a game? You have a 3-0 lead and have one shot on goal. How does that happen? That is unbelievable. One shot on goal in the last 33 minutes of the game? What? And why wait till the end to hand them the game? That's terrible. I mean,
I got to tell you, Glenn, I feel your pain because if it were my hockey team that did what that hockey team did last night, I would be livid this morning.
And, well, the worst part about it is they've done this all year long. I mean,
yes, it's even before the... Winter Classic.
Yeah, I mean, and I texted a buddy of mine who was actually at the game, big Islander fan. He was there last night.
He was.
Down in Raleigh.
Really?
Yeah. And so they go up 3-0 and...
The dreaded 3-goal lead.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, he goes, it just got really quiet in here. And I said, they better not blow this one like they did all regular season, is what I wrote at 8:48 p.m. And guess what happened? Exactly what happened, and then typical, awful, embarrassing. I mean, gutless is a tough word. The fact that they've blown all these leads and can't finish is frustrating. I know these guys try really hard. I don't think they're gutless. I think they're a tough team, but for whatever reason, this year, they don't have the ability to close out teams, and in the ends of games, they have these other teams just skate around them and they hand them the game.
Which is really frustrating, I know. And believe me, I do watch a lot of the games because I want to see Matt play. And I try to, know what he's doing and what he's going through.
Yeah.
I would think that also one thing that maybe that last caller was talking about and just watching it last night is just how physical that the Hurricanes ramped up their game in those second and third period.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just constantly dumping and going in and getting it. And as Butch Goring said, they throw the puck at the net all the whole freaking game. That's why they have 120 shots or whatever it is towards the net, or 110 shots, whatever I told you it was. Because I, as a Ranger fan playing against them, they're a pain in the ass too. They're always throwing it in front of the net. And it's obviously something Rod Brendamore, their coach, obviously tells them what to do and how to do it. But they do have a lot of skill on this team. There is no question about it. And, you know, it's really unfortunate what happened to Noah Dobson there at the end. I mean, that puck, he just overskated it. Martinuk takes the puck back. Varlamov
has no idea where it is. Yeah.
And then he turns around and jams it in the net. And that happens within 9 seconds of the previous goal.
Well, listen, once the game was tied,
that was a crusher.
Once the game was tied, they were losing the game. I mean, there was just no way with the way that building was going and the fact that, I mean, they spent like 6 seconds in the Hurricanes zone in the third
period. You would think he'd be able to at least try to like flip it out or something.
I mean, my God.
And they couldn't even do that.
It was really frustrating. And if you've paid attention to the team as Great Islander fans have the entire year, you just felt like it was going to happen.
Just remember though, you know, before the trade deadline, this team was talking about possibly trading players.
Yeah.
You know, and they fought back and they got the number 3 seed in the Metro. They might have been better off maybe getting the getting the Panthers or somebody like that, or getting the other wild card or something. Who knows? But at the end of the day, we all know that the Hurricanes are one of the top teams in the league, and they are going to drive people crazy. They're that good. They're that fast.
Yeah, I mean, and a team like I know that the Kohler is frustrated, but a gutless team doesn't have that winning streak at the end of the year to get into the playoffs. I mean, they did a really nice job, but this is a bad matchup for them. It's just a really bad matchup. Let's go to Nate in Jersey City. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, guys. I'm a diehard Rangers fan, and I'm rooting for the Knicks to go way deep into the playoffs. But watching Sunday's game, I want to know if you guys have any intel on this. The puck seemed like it was bouncing all over the place. You think changing from hockey to basketball is affecting the ice? Or am I just seeing things that aren't really there? I'm worried about the speed, too.
Well, they've been doing this ever since the Garden opened. So, you know, there may be something to that. But, you know, they get that ice open, and it's open this morning because if anybody wants to do a morning skate, they have to have the ice available. So they probably broke it down last night, and the ice has been, you know, rocking and rolling. And I'm sure that they're going to make sure that it's the best that it possibly can be. But that's what happens when you have these teams sharing buildings.
You got to have a good ice guy. There's always, every team's got an ice guy now. You know, just like
George Toma.
The
sod god.
He's the sod god.
Or was.
You got Craig Currier, who's the agronomist of all agronomists. There's guys like that, so you need like a, you
does
need
Currier
an ice guy.
Like to be called a superintendent or an agronomist?
Well, he's a superintendent. He's the Michael Jordan of superintendents, okay. But he's also, you know, part of being the best superintendent in the country is being a great agronomist.
I was discussing sand with him.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the bunkers.
Of course.
And there's some sort of, like, manufactured sand down there at Augusta, I think.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's, like, glassy or I'm not sure what it is, but it is a different type of sand. And I said, you know, why don't you get that sand at Glen Oaks? I'm sure your guys would love it.
Yeah.
And the company that makes this, whatever it is for Augusta will not do it. For anybody else.
Wow. I mean,
at least that's what
doesn't everybody have a price?
I don't know. That's what he told me.
I don't know. Everybody's got a price. And they're always, I feel like they're always doing something at Glen Oaks.
Right.
I saw like 6 bulldozers yesterday. They're building like another clubhouse somewhere. It's incredible.
Yes.
Every day there's some new improvement there. Place is just awesome. Tim, Staten Island. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, Boomer. I think you're being soft on Wally because he's an athlete. If one of the Narps you worked with lost the ball, if Jerry came in his yellow shirt and say, "Hey, I lost the ball," there'd be hell to pay.
If he came in with his yellow shirt.
It is fair, but I mean, I do think, all right, Wally
feels terrible.
He does. And also, it's not like he did this on purpose. He just
wasn't paying attention.
He's just sort of an aloof guy. And the fact that he even got into Wally's hands is questionable. A mutual friend said yesterday, you can't give Wally that ball. He's an idiot. you know, is what somebody said. And I said, that's not fair.
Wait a minute, hold on.
It's not fair.
I did not call Wally an idiot.
I know, and I defended him. I said,
friend called him an idiot?
Yes. He goes, you can't give Wally that ball. He's an idiot. And obviously, it's more of like, you know, the good-natured ball busting that we all do. But he's a friend. I said, listen, I hear you, and that's funny. But I said, Wally's a smart guy. He just probably got caught up in being Wally Szczerbiak and just handed that ball over, not knowing. And then, you know, it was just a sloppy job. But Wally's no dummy. I mean, Wally's on TV. He's had a great professional basketball career, broadcasting career. I just think in that moment, got a little sloppy, you know?
Yeah.
That's all.
I know, but yeah, if you tell him a tee time, he's there on time. Like, you know, he's focused in on that. Why? Because it's him, and it's about him.
Yeah, true.
This was not about him. This was about asking a friend to do a favor, and he turned it over. Like, it was a turnover. Like, he handed it to somebody else and didn't put the emphasis on how important it was. And then I got to blame my own staff. Like, what the F are you giving him the ball and you're asking him it back for a year later?
Yeah, there's multiple sources of blame to go around here. I mean, Wally's fun to pick on because he's Wally.
Yeah.
But really, there's a lot of different things that get us to this point.
Yeah, like, I've already found out in the last, like, 24 hours, like, five different places Larry Johnson's going to be. And nobody in my office could find that out.
Right, it is,
you know what,
true.
I mean, they couldn't find Larry Johnson. I can't find Larry Johnson. Like, Jesus Christ. What are you talking about? I found out where he's going to be the last, like, you know, 24 hours. I found out five different places he's going to be.
I think he's going to be at Cannes like Dwight Gooden this weekend. Sitting there. Signing basketball.
There you go. Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. Mike, what's happening?
Totalmente.
What's going on?
Boom. So we're talking about the sand at Augusta.
Yeah.
I noticed that this is what it is. It is crushed quartz from a local quarry, and it's pulverized. It's a byproduct of whatever they do. You're right. They have an exclusive contract with them. It's only found there. And I don't know if you noticed the bunker cam. I think it was Friday.
The wind was blowing it all over the place.
And, like, it looked like this, like, crystalline, like, you could see through it. It was, like, so beautiful.
Yes.
You don't see it anywhere else, man.
See, I was right.
Yeah, you were right. You nailed it there, and good job, Mike. But, I mean, listen, if someone comes along with a big enough paycheck, that quarry will pony up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, Augusta's a pretty big paycheck,
use it as leverage then. Be like, hey.
Well, I mean, I would just say, like, that's the Augusta National Bunker. I don't know. Maybe it's officially theirs.
Exclusivity.
Through a patent or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. Jake in Melville. What's going on, Jake?
What's happening? Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. This is the New York Knicks, baby. This is what the passion needs to be about. About New York City, the pastrami capital. Philly doesn't know what the heck they're doing out there. They got no respect for this thing. Just a bunch of anti-pastrami knights like Boobs over there. This is, we got to keep the passion on their throats. We got three Novacats who know more about winning in the Wells Fargo than anyone on that Philly does. New York Knicks, baby. We're going this year. We're going to do it the whole way this year.
All right, don't, Jake, calm down.
Don't have a stroke here. Oh, yeah, got a long way to go.
Don't touch the money, man.
A long way to go.
Oh, my God. 2-0
is great. Last night was as good as it gets. Gotta love this team. Every single game that they play, the love for them just grows and grows and grows. So, yes, but just pace yourself. Pace yourself now, all right?
There will be, these things are not easy. They are highly competitive. Everybody has pride on every side of every team. I'm sure the Islanders will have a meeting, and I'm sure they'll sit down, they'll look at the film, and they will determine what they need to do to get their fans on their side to try to get this series back to even.
Right.
And the same thing with the Philadelphia 76ers and their fans.
Right.
And then the players have got to go out and execute their game plans, and they got to raise their level of play in order to beat a better team.
Yes, and I think that this morning, it's a euphoria morning. Then as the day goes on, if you're a fan, you're a player, you relax, you got 2 days off, they got to travel. Get your treatment. I actually think fans should go and get treatment as well.
Yeah.
You go in, you
get
your treatment.
Get the IV doc.
Yeah, get the IV doc. You go get a massage. Maybe you get that Korean scrub. Whatever it is. You do what you need to do.
You could get that vaginal steam, too, if
you
you're a female.
If you're
a
man. Yes, you could go get your vagina steamed if you'd like to do that in this time between games two and three.
That's a big thing, though. It's a real thing.
No, I know. I know. I'm well aware. I see it over there on the on the menu on that particular
on
that particular
spa.
Place. Yeah, spa. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Alrighty, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back with a happy Knicks recap and more. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door, and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We've heard it every hour. We will continue to.
Ball knocked loose, and Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo. His shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
Spike sucks. Spike sucks.
Well, actually, Spike was very honest afterwards.
This series might kill me.
Yes. Can certainly understand why. Writes to Ricky Sanchez podcast. So that was Mike Breen on MSG. I was talking to Al about this the other day, too, because I thought Breen on Saturday was so good back and forth on national TV with the Sixer calls and the Knick calls. That clearly is a local call. How much do you think he's got to dial that back a little bit last night if that was ESPN and not MSG?
That's a very good point. Yes, he couldn't go bang, bang. There's no way. I mean, yeah, but he's got the skill to do that. It's in his head for sure, but I mean, you can get so wrapped up when you've been calling Knicks games as long as he has and the Garden's going like
that. That was my point.
He's a professional. You know, he's a chameleon. He knows what to do.
I know. I just, my point was his brilliance, that he is able to do that.
Brilliance?
Like, yeah.
Brilliance.
Breen? Yes.
Brilliance.
I think Breen's phenomenal. Him and Ian, we were talking about this the other day. We got two of the best.
Yeah, we do.
No doubt. And here was.
We got two of the best in everything. Like, if I feel like you could say that about hockey. You could say that about baseball. You could say that about football radio play-by-play guys. They're all good. We got all good guys around here.
So 104-101 was the final. So here's Tom Thibodeau. So they're down five with a minute to go, a little less than that, because you got Kyle Lowry at the free throw line. It's just amazing how fast things change.
You can make up ground very quickly. It's, you know, a three goes in and you get a steal, you get another three. They miss a couple, and the next thing you know, it's the game changes. And that's how quick you can change.
And it was DiVincenzo with the go-ahead three after a miss, but after the offensive rebound by Isaiah Hartenstein, here he was talking about DiVincenzo's ability.
He's been big. I mean, I feel like just especially after
know that after those 50 games, the way he stepped up was huge. He's been a vocal point for our offense, and I think without him, we wouldn't be where we are right now.
And I'll tell you, really in the package of highlights that CBS Sports Network just played, I didn't remember the one play at 62:58. He just runs right around Embiid for that offense.
Just got more of an engine than really anybody that's on the floor.
He's got a great energy. He's got great, he and Josh Hart.
Yeah.
Great energy.
Really amazing.
And Ananobi for that matter.
Here was DiVincenzo. Yes, he missed that first three that we played, but as he says,
it was loud as hell in there. And so after I missed the first one, I was really, 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 really hoping that Isaiah got it because I knew that, you know, the rotation of everything, I was going to get a second look. So, thank God he got the offensive rebound.
Amazing. Hear what he just said there. He knew the rotation of things. He would get another shot if Isaiah got the rebound.
Mm-hmm.
That is
a connected team right there.
Yes, it is.
So, great. Knicks go up 2-0. Here was Joel Embiid. I'm assuming he's talking. I don't know if he's talking about the officials not giving Nick Nurse the timeout. I don't know if he's talking about not calling a foul on Tyrese Maxey. All I know is he's not happy with the whole scenario.
I hate to put the game on them, but I'm sure the 2-minute report is going to come out and, you know, we're going to see, you know, what happened. But, yeah, like I said, that's unacceptable. Yeah, that's not on them. That's not on any of us. We fought for 47 minutes and whatever, 20 seconds, and for that to happen that's not okay.
So it sounds like he's saying a couple different things there.
I heard a lot of feedback in my earphones. Oh, I had to take it out there, but the 2-minute report, I think he is talking about the officials. Obviously, what he says, put it on, I hate to put it on them, but the 2-minute report is not going to say, they're not going to come out and take any blame for anything that happened on the court.
I would not think so. Here was Nick Nurse. Yes, certainly better than the last game, but at the end, we still come up short.
If we get the win, it's a big, you know, we won one, and we've, like, had a major accomplishment here. Like, they've won their two home games. We got to get back to our place, right? But just got to, again, I think, again, we played better than we did the other night. I think we can continue to play even better.
Otherwise, the series will be over if the Knicks can take Game 3, which will be Thursday night in Philadelphia. Elsewhere in the NBA, so far we've heard the Denver call, we've heard the LA call. Here's your guy, Kevin Harlan, TNT, as the Nuggets come back from 20 down in the third to beat the Lakers.
Murray makes a move.
And then he does a great job. He just lays out and just lets the scene tell the story for about 30 seconds or so. The Nuggets indeed win 101-99. Monster second half comeback. Jamal Murray, 20 points, the game winner despite the poor shooting night. Here was Murray as he goes through the play.
I jumped pretty high. I faded a lot, and I just lost my balance and fell. And I just saw the ball over the rim. I think AD was in my way or somebody was in my way. And I just heard everybody scream. That's how I know it went in. So it was a pretty cool moment.
So now for LeBron James and the Lakers, they go home down 0-2 against a team they can't seem to beat. The mindset?
It takes home. That's where my mindset goes. I mean, obviously, the only game that matters now is game 3. And how we can get better, how we can figure this team out. So game 3 is where my mindset is.
LeBron had 26 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists in the loss. They're down 0-2. The Magic down 0-2 to the Cavaliers. Cleveland wins 96-86. Donovan Mitchell had 23. Jared Allen, 16 points, 20 rebounds in this game. The Islanders blew a 3-0 lead. They lost to the Hurricanes 5-3. Sebastian Aho ties it with 2:15 to go in regulation. 9 seconds later, Jordan Martinook scores the go-ahead goal. Here was Anders Lee. Simply couldn't clear the puck, and it cost us.
Nothing really changed, to be honest. We just weren't getting it out of our zone all night. They had the pressure. Farley was strong. We had some big blocks at big times. Unfortunately, they're just able to break us enough times to get a few in to tie it.
Yeah, they did, and then to win it. And then here was Patrick Waugh, their head coach. We got to move on, and quickly.
It's a tough loss, no doubt about it, because we had a chance to win that game. But at the same time, we got to regroup and be ready for the next game. I mean, we're going at home, and and we need to play well in our building and win game number three. That's
and
all.
And that'll be Thursday night at UBS Arena. And the Islanders down 2-0. Rangers up 1-0 on the Capitals. They have game two in the Garden tonight of their series. Baseball-wise, we've done a lot, obviously, with the Yankees. They did lose to the A's 2-0. You had the weird ejection, of course, of Aaron Boone. The Giants beat the Mets late last night 5-2 in San Francisco, so back-to-back losses for the Mets. Tonight, you've got Luis Severino and Logan Webb, and you've also got Marcus Stroman starting for the Yankees. All right, a couple of things from football now. So we've got the draft coming up this week. I told you last hour, a couple of sound bites from 3 years ago, now that Zach Wilson has been sent to Denver, along with a seventh-round pick and money, or I guess they're going to pay half his contract, and they get back a sixth-round pick. So this was a big swing and a miss, as you can imagine. And I'm not mocking anybody. It's more so, to me, just to display what a no one knows.
Yeah,
no one has any idea.
I've been wrong about a lot of these guys.
Well, yes.
This one I was right about.
Now, okay, so
out of nowhere,
I knew.
Not going to work.
I did know that you were not a fan of Zach. I went to the beginning of the shows. I got a few things here, but I went to the beginning of the shows of you guys, the midday and the afternoon show. The problem with your guys, I had to search, which I didn't get to yet, because your entire first segment was about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
It was not about Zach. You mentioned the Jets as expected to take Zach Wilson. You guys get into Aaron Rodgers throwing a hissy fit in Green Bay because the Packers took a lineman.
That's
and
right.
The whole segment was Aaron Rodgers. He's being weird, not being upfront with the organization, and sending mixed signals. Okay, fine. So we move on. So let's go to as he gets drafted. You got Rich Eisen on NFL Network. The immediate comments.
Is this young man the savior that the Jets organization and their fans have been searching for since Broadway Joe Namath? We've heard about Broadway Joe and then Broadway Mark Samilton on Broadway. Now it is Zach's Fifth Avenue.
Do you remember that?
Samilton on Broadway? No. Or Zach's Fifth Avenue? At least he didn't. I mean, he said, is he going to be?
So he was questioning. No idea. So then you get to their draft guru, Daniel Jeremiah.
Zach's Fifth Avenue. Brand that one right now. Look, this is a player that brings a lot of energy, some confidence, borderline cockiness, which is what the Jets actually love about him in terms of what he brings. New York is going to fall in love with this kid.
Well, that didn't happen.
Okay.
His comparisons were Joe Burrow and Russell Wilson. That's what he thought Zach Wilson would be. But again, he's one of many guys. So they bring it closer to home. Midday show here on The Fan. Mark Malusis.
For the Jets, a very good night. And for Joe Douglas and the Jets as well. No question. They draft Zach Wilson, as we all expected, with the second overall pick.
No question, yes. And then you get the afternoon show.
First and foremost for the New York Jets. Before, Zach Wilson, done. We knew it was happening. Great, I love it. Looking forward to talking to him at 4:30. I think he's going to be great here.
Okay.
Or not.
Bigger bust, Zach Wilson or Moose and Maggie?
Oh, man.
That's awful. Now, the one.
Oh, that's awful.
That's funny, though.
Sorry, Maggie.
The one guy other than you that comes up in the criticism at the time, and this was, I believe, the morning of the draft or the day before the draft, was Dan Orlovsky on ESPN.
This throw by Zach Wilson.
Oh, so real quick, everybody's in love with that pro day throw.
Yes.
His point here is let's not get fooled by it.
This throw by Zach Wilson is not going to dig this organization out of the gutter. It will not flip this organization. Guess why? Because they already have a guy on their football team that makes this kind of throw.
And he's talking about Sam Darnold, and then he goes on to say he might not be able to handle the pressure. It's tough being number two when you aren't expected. And so he was kind of all over that, as others were, like yourself. So I only do that just because it's over now. He's gone. He goes to Denver. We close the book on Zach Wilson. Now, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, will he be somewhere else next year, the year after that? There are certain questions about his contract. Thought he was going to get a new one. So he was asked a couple of days ago, are you worried about not being a Cowboy maybe in the near or distant future?
I'm not going to say I fear being here or not. I don't fear either situation, to be candid with you. I love this game and love to play and love to better myself as a player and my teammates around me. Right now it's with the Dallas Cowboys. It's where I want to be, and that's where I am, and that's the focus. And after the season, we'll see where we're at, and if the future holds that, then if not,
we'll go from there.
If not, move on.
You think Jerry Jones is getting ready for Shador Sanders?
Oh, God.
I mean, it's possible.
You know, according to, well, I don't know if how accurate it is, but, you know, Deion supposedly only wants his kid playing for certain teams.
If they don't play well this year, they will have a new head coach. You know that, and I know that. Maybe it's Deion and his son. They come as a package deal.
And that'd be great entertainment for the NFL. I mean, it'd be a horrendous decision by the Cowboys, but it'd be great entertainment, yes, him rolling in there.
We'll see. And then there's Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. He was on the $1 million worth of game podcast.
That's what I was going to name mine. I can't believe someone else took it. Damn.
So this goes back to their playoff loss in Kansas City. Here he was talking about how he was called out by the coaching staff. He doesn't specifically say Mike McDaniel as he's talking about the coaches after the defeat.
A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room, being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, bro, you suck this.
You ever had somebody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins.
What happened?
Like, the coach against Sneed, the player, the Chiefs, everybody see this player against the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Jam into the flow. He called me out. He like, Reek, bro, you supposed to be the best player in the league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. This, man, we pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love shit like that, because I'm gonna take that to heart, and I'm gonna get better from it.
And then he went on to say the reason he likes it is because it sets the example that if they can get on the star player, no one else is going to get away with that crap, which I thought was a pretty...
Is that Mike McDaniel saying that, or maybe his position coach?
I don't know. That's how it was positioned.
Well, it sounds like Mike McDaniel, but that's the way that Bill Belichick ran it with the New England Patriots, and Tom Brady used to be the scorn of Bill Belichick, and he would take it, and there was a reason for it.
And so that was his point, that he can be the example. It doesn't bother him, and it will motivate him to be better. And Andy Reid,
I'm glad he made himself the best player in the team, though. That's always good.
Well, he might not have said that. He said one of the better players. I don't know if he said the best player. I might have thrown that in. And Andy Reid, a contract extension through 2029.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I wanted to tell Al this in the break, but we got bombarded with a ton of things. So, Al, can you do me a favor and go to Funhouse's account and get the Mike Francesa NHL preview, please? Because I would like to play that. Izzo came
in. How'd he do?
Well, you could listen to it for yourself. He actually did not give his own opinion. He was regurgitating somebody else's opinion. But Izzo came in and said, hey, look at me. I'm on this video with John Sterling at Yankee Stadium. And then the architect comes in and he's like, everybody's worried about you and all the how you're going to act. And I'm like, this is like the worst break of all time. Like, you know, like, first we're getting...
Yeah, we had the Sean Argerman signing of
Sean Argerman came in here. Can you do this? Can you do that? I mean, it's like, Jesus, Sean, when was the last time I asked you for something?
Huh? Where the hell's the brand ambassador you need him?
The brand ambassador. The brand manager?
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
He's responded to emails about Pound Town.
All right.
All right, so let's... Let's listen to this. This is Mike Francesa on his podcast, his Bet Rivers podcast.
All right.
Previewing the NHL.
Now, it's funny. I didn't do anything on hockey because I hadn't really watched any hockey yet. I did play golf last week with a couple of my hockey guys that I rely on. And I'll just give you a couple of things they gave me before game one. This is fair what they gave me before game one. They told me the Rangers would have no trouble with Washington. They said Washington shouldn't even be in the playoffs.
Okay, that's right.
We know yesterday we saw that Washington statistically was the worst team to come into the playoffs since 1991. And in what was a ho-hum game, and the Rangers went on to a rather comfortable win. This will be an easy series. They loved the Hurricanes. They thought that the Islanders had very good chances.
So, like, the golf. I played golf with a couple guys. Okay. They're my hockey guys. I rely on these guys.
He's playing golf.
This one guy's named Ted. He just happens to live in Locust Valley. Okay. He's a big, big hockey fan, loves hockey. So he gets criticized for this, right? Okay, yeah. He gets criticized for saying that he's getting his hockey takes from these guys on the golf course. So he hears this criticism so much so that he responds to it on X and says, "For those of you dumb enough to think I gave you some businessman's hockey views, those words of wisdom came from about 30-plus years of NHL experience." So I don't know who he's playing golf with that's in the NHL, but the way he presented it, like, he should have put it in a different way. Like, hey, there's a guy I know who's been in hockey for a very, very long time, and we were talking about the series, but I played golf with a couple guys. You know, I had this caddy, Dave, and he just got into hockey, just loves it, and he's started to skate, actually, for the first time in his life. And he loves the Hurricanes. He loves this guy, Sebastian Aho. He likes him. He got his kid the jersey. So watch out for that guy, because Caddy Dave told me he's going to be a problem. Okay? So I mean, that's what it sounded like. It's, you know?
I have to say, the things that I was hearing was someone, whoever he's talking to is
Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe. Gordie Howe. He's Gordie Howe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was going to say the things that he is saying actually sound pretty accurate. Maybe he was watching the NHL Network last night or something. I don't know.
Before. But I love this is before.
You're you, and I'm Gordie Howe. So, you know, so, clam up.
Yeah, clam up.
Please.
You. I was about to curse, but I can't. Okay. I wanted to. All right. So yeah, I was in the line at Kroger the other day, and there was a guy who was... He had a hockey news in his hand, and it was an old school magazine. You don't see a lot of that anymore. So I was looking over his shoulder, and I saw that people really like the Bruins. Okay, so people are really on the Bruins this year. They had a tough year last year, apparently. So I rely on a couple of guys here and there on the hockey.
We wanted to make sure you knew, and all of us knew, this was just not some random guy's take.
I know.
Then he got this before game one, and then everything that person said obviously was right after one game.
And it was on the golf course.
And it was on the golf course. That's right. Okay. I was playing Augusta the other day with a couple of hockey guys, and we go on there. So it was me, it was Scheffler, it was Nelly Korda, and it was my friend who likes hockey. And the four of us were out there, and I said, hey, listen, Scotty, you know, if you need to know anything about the NHL, you know, you ask me, and then I'll ask my friend, and then I'll tell you and pretend that it came from me. And we all knew Scheffler was going to win the Masters. We all knew this. We all knew it was going to. I remember when he was born, okay? He was born. I said, yeah, I got a premonition. Came to me in a dream. This guy was going to win majors. A couple green jackets. I knew it. I knew it then. We all knew it. I told you then. We're back.
Let's go to Jason in Westfield. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Jason.
Oh, man. I'm so pumped for the Knicks. It's ridiculous. So I watch everything afterwards, right? I watch every, like, I can't get enough when something like that happens. So I'm watching the whole post game. And I'm watching Wally Szczerbiak trying to fill, you know, 90 minutes of content when they're talking about crazy moments in the Garden. And I'm thinking of you guys yesterday because the obvious, you know, one of the obvious ones is Larry Johnson. And he won't, and I'm thinking about what's going on in his head. And he wants to say it, right?
Yeah.
But he's like, so G's totally in his head. And they're talking about, you know, the Pacers guy.
Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller. It's going all over. And they won't say Larry Johnson. Anyway, have a good one.
That is great, right, Jason. Thanks, Jason. You absolutely know that was in his head. Absolutely.
You didn't want to bring it up. You ever see the guys?
Actually, that would have been hilarious had he brought it up.
Oh, my God.
He missed an opportunity.
No, he certainly did. You ever see the guys that, like, in the circus when they're on stilts and they're, like, walking like that?
Yes.
That's what Wally, when he's walking towards you from far away, that's what he looks like because he's so tall.
He's got that neat.
He's walking towards you. I said, uh-oh, there's Wally. You can see him from a mile away. Oh, my God. What a day for him yesterday. Poor Wally.
Yep.
Good guy. Really good down to the core. Leech spot guy.
Oh, one, obviously.
Leech spot guy.
Yes.
But really.
Oh, we have proof picture of that this morning.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Okay, Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.